Hello.
Hello, John Party.
What's up?
Can I just say I love you? And I mean,
I love you.
Well, no, I mean, I really love your music and I appreciate what you do so much. And I got that out of the way. So now, happy birthday, Heartache Medication.
Yes. Yes.
The day of birth of your new album.
It's out. It's out. Chapter 3, as I call it.
I'm excited to hear a lot of these tracks because you've got some special guests.
Just one.
Songwriters, vocals. Tell us about it.
Well, it's a fun record. It's very energetic. This is good.
We like you.
And Lauren Lannis singing a duet with me on the record.
No.
Yep. That's great.
What a voice. What a sweet soul.
Yeah, no, she's fun. And she sang so well on this track. And we have...
called Don't Blame It on the Whiskey.
So many great songwriters on this record. We got Red Akins, Luke Laird, Dean Dillon, Jeffrey Steele, Eric Church, Miranda Lambert, Jeff Hyde.
Dang.
I mean,
it's like a star-studded event.
The list goes on and on and on.
I love, love, love it. And I cannot wait to hear. Of course, Heartache Medication, the single is out. And you just wrapped up your tour with Dierks Bentley. We were there. I was there. I was so excited. You did a great show. But I'm looking at your headlining tour dates. And John, I'm a little upset we're not on the list. But I'm guessing you're saving us for spring.
Yeah. Next year. Next year. Hey, I'm not going on tour with anybody, so I'm taking a break from touring with other artists this year in 2020 and just doing my own thing.
Love it.
We're going to play festivals. You know, we'll be with other artists, but we're not just specifically with one tour. I feel like the last 3 years we have had lost some. Being on tour is a great opportunity, but there's other opportunities we couldn't be like. We'd be like, oh, we want to do it, but you know, we told Dierks we're not going to like miss out on Dierks, you know. So
of course. So how was that? Did you have fun with him on the road?
I always have fun with Dierks Bentley. He is a blast, and I got to play his Seven Peaks Festival for the first time, and it was an experience I'll never forget. It was awesome.
I would imagine what a setting you have around you. You know,
yes, it was great.
And tonight you're in New York City for a special thing you got going on. Oddly, I'm going to be in New York City as well, but unfortunately I won't be able to get over and see you. I got a birthday party I'm going to.
Well, that'd be fun too.
Yeah. But hey, the good news is everyone can check you out because it's going to be live streamed.
On Amazon Music.
Yes.
Amazon Music Facebook page.
Okay, cool. And that starts at 8:45, John?
8:45 Eastern Time.
You're playing in New York at the iconic Hammerstein Ballroom.
Hammerstein Ballroom, yeah.
I got chills.
Yeah. And you know the last person I saw at Hammerstein?
Who?
Eric Church.
Stop. He played there? What was that,
yeah,
a long, long time ago?
I mean, we both had long hair. I had long hair. And he was coming into the Chief phase. It was right before Chief.
Oh, wow.
Put out.
Very cool.
It was kind of cool to be on my third record playing the same place that I saw Eric on his third record.
Seriously. Full circle moment. So, John, what concerts have you been to that just blew you away?
I mean, I've hit a couple in New York City. I went and saw Justin Timberlake in New York City, and that was a blast.
That is fun.
Of course, I've seen everybody possible in country music because I play with everybody.
Well, yes, but that's when you're working. What about just as a spectator, like when you were growing up?
Oh, well, we had a fair in town, and so we'd always go see anybody that came there. I saw Clint Black, Lynyrd Skynyrd, of course, Garth Brooks, George Strait. I mean, I went to a lot of concerts.
Hey, have you been watching the PBS series Country Music?
I have not. I just kind of waiting to the end.
So yeah, so you can catch up.
Watch it all.
You know, it's like getting schooled. It's really cool. And I know you're a big Dwight Yoakam fan. I'm glad they featured him.
Yeah, I heard there was a great Dwight Yoakam spot.
There really is. You got to check that out.
Awesome.
Obviously, John, in your own music, you lean to the traditional side. But what might we be surprised to find musically on your phone that you're listening to?
Let's see. I've got my phone right here. Let's see. Okay, there's some George Strait.
Ooh.
Oh, some Lionel Richie.
Yeah, really? Which songs?
I love. So good. So good.
Oh, listen, we get to hear it. Stop. I love it. You could sing that.
Oh, yeah.
We know about your musician skills. What other skills do you have, John? Like, can you do cartwheels? Or
cartwheels.
I don't know. You can dance. I saw your video for Heartache Medication. You got moves.
Yes. Yes. I'm an okay dancer.
You are, definitely. Nicely done.
That was fun. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, John Party. Always a party when you're around. And we look forward to hopefully seeing you in your headlining tour 2020. And definitely listening to your new album, Heartache Medication.
All right. Oh, thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.